This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, USDA published its recommended decision on federal milk market order amendments last week. High Ground Dairy presented an excellent breakdown. You were one of its authors. What are the most significant recommendations?
There were five areas that came about as a result of this decision. So first of all, to update milk composition factors and increase the skim component factor. U.S. cows are producing more components, so just doing something to reflect that more so. The second recommendation was around dropping the barrel price from dairy product mandatory reporting program surveys, and so only blocks would be used moving forward. Number three was to update make allowances, which both sides of the table had been asking for, and what USDA recommended was kind of a compromise between the two different asks. The fourth one was the one that producers were really hoping for, which was the return to the higher of advanced class three and class four skim milk pricing factors. So that is a part of the recommended decision. And then the last one was to update class one differentials across the country. Everything's been published to the Federal Register now. And for the next 60 days, there's an opportunity for those in industry to go ahead and comment on the recommended decision. And then 60 days after that, we will receive a final decision from USDA.
What does it mean for the bottom line for dairy farmers, in your opinion, Betty?
You know, some of these things are pluses, some are minuses. I think the big victory, though, for dairy farmers is around the return to the higher of advanced class three and class four skim milk pricing. Several organizations have put out the cost of having that average of what it was back to the farmers, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. So I think a lot of farmers are going to be just real happy about that and feel like the check is going to go up from there.
And finally, the approval goes to producers in a referendum coming up when? Later this year?
That's a really good question. Potentially. It could potentially be later this year. The final decision we're estimating will come out sometime like mid-November based on the timeline USDA has put forth. And then, yeah, a referendum in each federal order could begin as early as the end of this year or into early part of next year.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The comment period is now underway for the proposed rule modifying parts of federal milk marketing orders.
It provides a 60-day comment period for anyone who has an interest in providing USDA comments on our recommendations. They will have until September 13th to provide us with that information.
That's Agricultural Marketing Service Deputy Administrator Dana Cole. She says comments are accepted through the Federal Register.
Once we get those comments in, USDA will have 60 days to take those comments, make any modifications, and issue what is called a final decision. That final decision must be issued by November 12th.
Followed by a vote by dairy producers. Cole says if approved, milk marketing order modifications would be implemented in early 2025. So what is being proposed for FMMO modifications? And what might stakeholders be voting on later this year? Among the items,
we made changes in the milk composition factors to protein, other solids, and non-fat solids. We elected to, in our survey commodity products, exclude barrel cheese from that survey price. We also elected to make changes to the make allowances or the manufacturing allowance that is included in the price formulas. We adjusted those and increased the make allowances for the four products of cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and dry whey.
Cole also notes the significance of the proposed federal milk marketing order modifications.
It's been the first major hearing where we have considered multiple topics since the orders were consolidated and reformed back in 2000. So this is a really important opportunity for the industry to get involved and provide us information to be considered. It impacts the bottom line of both producers and processors.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.